Good morning, welcome to Emmett Audio. It's a foggy, fairly warm day. I guess it's a little clammy up here on the hill. I'm gonna turn my collar up. But has a mild edge to the air, and there's no wind, which is lovely as well. Feeling particularly pleased because I managed to have the old dog poop outside this morning instead of in the house. So that feels like a small win, or a major win, a small triumph, I should say. This morning, I closed out my previous pocket notebook and I started a fresh one. And as I do every time I start a fresh pocket notebook, I go through the old one and I carry over things that I want to remember at the beginning of the new notebook. Probably takes up maybe, I don't know, an eighth of the space to do that, maybe 6 or 8 pages. And sometimes it's like a place that I want to visit, or an idea that I had, or a movie I want to see, or somebody's contact information. But sometimes it's almost always there's information about the upcoming issues of the magazine, who I'm lining up to do what, that sort of thing. And then I also have lists of projects that I intend to do, both indoor and outdoor. And I just thought of one that I don't have on the list. And then also resolutions and goals for the year. And the act of rewriting these things each time I start a fresh notebook means that about 6 times a year, or 4 times a year, depending on how often I go through the notebook, I am refreshing my memory about my intentions and carrying forward the things that still apply and letting go of the things that I no longer think apply to what I want to do in the future. And I think that this process is tremendously helpful. I'm a big fan of writing things down in general, but writing them down again and again in an iterative way where you can adjust and modify and improve and build upon, it just helps you continue to do all the small, minute things in the moment that you need to do in order to make a larger vision come to fruition. And having that adjustment to your understanding, something as simple as in the previous iteration, I wrote that one of my goals for this year was to obtain an agent for this next book I'm writing so that it will be carried by a major publisher. And I realized this time when I rewrote it that that's not quite the correct goal. The correct goal should be to determine which agents I want to approach. That's the goal that I need to set for myself before I can achieve the other goal. And the other goal was too vague. It was too broad, and it needed to be more tactical. And I'm still months away from being ready to approach anyone, or even years, but I think months. I think by the end of this year, I'll be in a position where I could approach people. And what I need to know is, who should I approach? So that awareness of the how I needed to make my goals more specific in order to achieve them was helped by the process of rewriting. Another thing that I rewrite every time I switch notebooks, and I put this in the beginning of every notebook, is this quote that I love, that I've carried these pocket notebooks for 12, 15 years now. Apologies for the blip. I ran into a neighbor out walking and had a lovely chat. So this quote that I, what was I saying? Oh yes, I have had these pocket notebooks for maybe 15 years now. I've consistently had one of these little notebooks in my pocket. And I was just thinking I need to organize them by year. And Willa, sit. Stay. Oh, here's another neighbor. And in every single one of them, I don't know how I started writing this quote, but I think I just had a premonition that it would be important in my life. And it turns out it is. It's this quote by Orson Scott Card, who wrote, probably most famous for writing Ender's Game, which got made into a movie. He's written a number of fantastic books. And the quote is this. It some character said it in a book. I don't remember which book it was. I don't remember the context, but it spoke to me enough that I wrote it down at the time, and then somehow it made it into essentially my, you know, this could be on my tombstone someday. Quote is, "One idea is as worthless as another until you actually do something about it. And then it is the action, not the word, that matters." And think about that for a second. He's not saying one idea is as good as another. He's saying one idea is as worthless as another. Emphasizing the fact that the ideas themselves are not worth anything. They're imbued with worth by the act of you doing something about it, by you acting on the idea. I think we live in a culture where we think that ideas are good, but ideas are the value. And yet, you can have all sorts of ideas, and if you don't do anything about them. Willa, come here. No, come here. Hey. Heel. Pick up the ball. Get it. Heel. Ah. Good girl. If you don't do anything about your ideas, that is there where they will remain. They will remain ideas. And in that regard, they do you no good. They do the world no good. They don't change anything. It is the action that matters. Now, there can be good ideas and bad ideas in terms of the effect that they will have on the world. And no doubt, it would be better for bad ideas to remain unacted upon. And even there, I think the quote applies, right? One idea is as worthless as another until you do something about it, and then it is the action, not the word, that matters. You can have a bad thought. If you don't act on that thought, that's all it remains, is a bad thought. People have bad thoughts all the time. It's your action that matters. And I like to remind myself of this, probably more for the positive aspect than the negative, because it's easy, especially when you're young and you don't necessarily have a direction, to be rather directionless. And when you don't have many resources, to essentially be dreaming so big that you aren't actually going to do the thing. And I like that this quote and the idea that it expresses pushes me to get practical about what are the things that I can actually do. And if you stack enough things that you can actually do on top of one another, it becomes something that you would have thought you couldn't do. You know, the history of people doing improbable things throughout history. I love history. I'm a student of history. Whenever people have thought they couldn't do things and then went on, well, let me rephrase this. Whenever people have gone on to do wild things that reshaped the world we lived in, whether that's going from rags to riches, or a common man to an emperor, or inventing a new thing, or starting a movement, or changing the course of history, whether or not they went on to become a leader of it or not. If you had expressed beforehand that in so many instances, this is what's going to happen, you would think, no way. There's no way that that's going to happen. And yet, step by step by step, that's how it unfolded. And I think we forget this about history, and really, frankly, about most things in life, is that most things in life happen. They happen as discrete steps, where the details of those steps matter. And so something that feels overwhelming, if you can break it down into those steps, take the first step, even if you don't know where it's going to lead, but you have an idea of what the right thing to do is, what the thing that you can do is, well, that can lead you to a place that you never dreamed that you could be. Similarly, I think as humans we have the problem of being too glib about things sometimes. We think, oh, you know, this is just sort of a foregone conclusion that we can do this. I see this with farming all the time, because it's something I know something about, and it's something that a lot of people don't know anything about, except some book learning about the Green Revolution, or how much food we can produce on the planet, and what different types of farming means in terms of different types of, you know, the amount of food that we can produce. And it's very, I see this a lot, that people, many people have opinions about farming and what's possible and what's not possible without any understanding of the in-between details that might affect that outcome, what the range of possibilities is, how to deal with those things as they occur. And so, well, you know, so you end up with people making sweeping statements like, oh, you know, for instance, we had some neighbors who thought that it was going to be a simple thing for them to grow a large garden and offset their food costs by growing most of the produce that they needed. And I tried to tell them, look, it's much more complicated than you think. Here would be where I would start. These are the low-hanging fruit. I would do this in your specific piece of property based on my couple decades of experience now farming and gardening. And lo and behold, they found it way different than what they thought. And I, you know, essentially could have said, I told you so. And I think as humans, we do this a lot, that we make two errors. We assume that you can't possibly get to that place from here. Or we assume that you're definitely like that, you know, that they know exactly how to get to that place from here. And both of those things are wrong. And they're kind of wrong in the same way. Because really what you need is to understand, well, what's the next step? And what's the next step? And what's the next step? And to be present in the moment and aware of what you maybe don't know and what you need to learn, and aware and be thinking about what is the next thing that I can do. So to take it to the farming or gardening thing, this time of year, if I was saying to myself in early spring, you know what, I'd really like to grow a big garden, I would be looking at my lawn and thinking, okay, where's the sun? Where's the sun likely to be when it's higher in the sky? Where's the shade? You know, what's the state of the soil in different places? How can I get water to it? Okay, where can I get some free organic sources of mulch, leaves, or wood chips, that sort of thing? I need to buy some seeds. Okay, where can I buy seeds? What kind of seeds should I buy? How could I teach myself about what the different things are that I could grow? What do I actually eat and would actually want to eat that I could grow? What's the different timing for those different plants? Are some of them starts that I'm going to need to buy? What should I know about waves of planting throughout the season? What should I know about soil fertility? How should I determine what my soil fertility is? Should I even bother testing this year? Or should I just assume some baseline stuff and see how it goes? How should I space my plants out? Here, Willow, let's do it. Come on, Willow, let's go. Right, and that's before you even have plants in the ground. Then you have plants in the ground and you're like, wow, okay. You know, the seeds haven't come up. Should I water more? Should I water less? What happens if the seed doesn't come up? Was it bad seed? Was it that the conditions weren't right? Did I sow too early and the ground was too cold? What could I do about that to warm up the ground next time? Okay, I have this germination, but it was kind of poor. What should I do about it? Or maybe I have way too much germination. How much should I thin the plants in order to have optimal plant growth? Is that enough? Should I thin them more now? Should I wait and thin them more later? How should I suppress weeds? If I mulch now, am I going to have a problem with slugs? Should I hoe now and mulch later? You can see this is an endless set of nuanced questions, but it always comes down to, in the moment, what can you do to get closer to the goal that you have? And if you put all those things together with enough determination and perseverance, you might end up in the height of August with a magnificent, glorious garden that's pumping out more than you could possibly have realized. But there's so many steps in between that point and the point where you think to yourself, I'm gonna start gardening, that it's hubris to assume that the most important thing is to have the idea of I should start gardening. What matters is the actions you take day after day in the moment that carefully and with reassessment move you closer to your goal. And you can end up way further than you thought you could, and you can also end up nowhere, depending on how you do it. Thank you for listening. Talk tomorrow.